Well, it depends on the staffing circumstances at each particular site, is basically what it came down to. A number of sites have vacancies that, because of this budget, we cannot fill, and therefore it makes sense to reduce their hours so that the remaining person or persons who's there to oversee tours and maintenance and so forth has some off time. Otherwise, we'd rack up big overtime bills. In other cases, we have one person, and that's the extent of our staff at that site, and we're losing our summer temporary employees, so it makes sense for that site to go on a reduced schedule. So basically, we tried to go through the list of sites and figure out where we could actually save a little bit of money and where we could adapt to the circumstances of having vacant positions by reducing hours.
So more to do with staffing than the popularity of any of these places.
Oh, yes. Popularity really did not enter into it, except that, we are making these reduced hours effective after the height of the summer travel season. We wanted to avoid interfering with family travel plans as much as possible. And then a couple of sites have some fall festivals coming up, and so we've postponed their reduced hours until after those festivals are done and over with.
Why is this happening? This is because of budget cuts. How deep were those cuts to the Historic Preservation Agency, especially given that the budget has been largely coined one that was flat, that legislatures didn't make deep cuts?
Right. We were one of the few agencies that actually saw its budget reduced, not just held flat, but cut significantly. IHPA's budget was cut by about 20%. That simply does not give us enough money to operate for a full year. So what we're doing is we're keeping our sites open. We're not closing any place yet because we hope that the General Assembly, come January, will cooperate with us and work with us and try to find a way to restore that money so we don't have to close any place. And in the meantime, we're tightening our belt. We're making whatever reductions we can to save money to keep the lights on. But the cuts we're making now don't alleviate the problem. It simply allows us to keep the doors open until January, February, when we can deal with the legislature and hopefully fix this problem. The agency's budget has been cut 40% over the past 5 years. Our staffing levels have been cut in half. So it's not like, we've been spared cuts until now, and finally we're having to do what every other state agency is doing. In fact, we have already faced significant cuts, and what's on the table now, eventually, unless it's changed, will force us to start closing some sites.
Have there ever been closures of historic sites before?
Yes. Governor Blagojevich closed a number of sites entirely when he was having budget difficulties with the General Assembly. Governor Quinn, when he took office, one of the first things he did was to reopen the sites. He's always made it very clear that history is important and that he values historic sites, and we appreciate that. And we just hope that the General Assembly will work with him in January and February to try to reverse this.
Well, and because these sites are important for the value of history, but I presume in many cases it's also a tourist attraction, economic engine.
Oh, absolutely. Our sites took in more than 1.9 million visitors in 2013. That's the most recent year we have complete figures for. And that translates into about $158 million in extra money pumped into the Illinois economy. Our budget's being cut by a million here, a million there, and that's going to have a much bigger impact in taking money out of the economy.